welcome back to my podcast, The Strawberry Blonde Diary. My podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Anchor. So the topic I'm going to be talking about today is happiness. Happiness is hard sometimes, especially when you're in trials and tribulations in your life, which, I mean, I get it. There's always going to be crap in your life. I totally understand that. And on a very personal level, I mean, my grandpa died last year to kidney failure. And then 3 months later, my other grandpa died due to a heart attack. And then about 2 weeks ago, my grandma was diagnosed with a very rare and aggressive cancer in her face. So, I understand crap in your life. But you gotta find the things that make you happy, whether it's, you know, food or just the little things in life, like sleeping in. The things that make me happy are sweets. I have such a big sweet tooth, it's probably not healthy. Rainy days, I love the rain. New clothes, coffee, especially sugary coffees like mochas and stuff. Roses, and also music. Music is the main thing that I think really keeps my emotions under control. I listen to anything and everything from classical to Queen to Michael Bublé. I mean, my genre of music and choice is far out there. Like, I have a lot of genres and artists that are totally different, but I just love them. So, my advice to you would be to find the little things in life, whether it's that, you know, little cloud in the vast blue sky or that Snickers bar that, you know, truly just satisfies your hunger. Happiness goes under the topic of self-care, and though happiness may be an abstract idea, you need to find those concrete objects that make you happy. Find what makes you happy and hold on to it, because in the long run, when you start to get into the habit of finding the little things that make you happy, or it could be the big things. I mean, it could be a trip to Disneyland. I am a sucker for all things Disney. I literally just bought myself Disney pajamas, and they are so cute. But, you know, make it a habit to pick one thing during the day and just dwell on how much it makes you happy. Don't be creepy and be like, oh my gosh, this hairbrush, it makes me so happy, and just, like, tell everybody. Don't do that, because that's just creepy. But my challenge to you is, for the next week, pick one thing. It could be so small, it could be really big, it could be an event that's going to come up soon, it could be a wedding you're going to go to, it could be a birthday party, whatever it is. Pick one thing and write it down. Write the date next to it, and write down what made you happy. And then go back at the end of the week and look at it and be like, yeah, I remember when that made me happy. So, again, find what makes you happy and truly hold on to it. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I'm going to be sending out about 3 to 4 videos each week. So keep up to date and come back for more. Thanks, bye.